I don't know how I should introduce myself. How do I introduce myself?
Hello, my name is Chris.
Hi, I'm Iggy, and for this new year of 2021, my first resolution is to get to the point quicker.
Wait, I don't get why I had to introduce myself. Couldn't you just started like that?
What do you
mean? What was the point of you didn't even respond to me?
I did respond. You introduced yourself, and I introduced myself. That's... You were just going at it at a bit of a slower pace than what we need to get to.
But you could have just...
Metrics show that if something is longer than a minute, 90% of your audience is just not going to pay attention. So we have to condense our 40-minute podcast down to 60 seconds, Chris, okay?
Okay.
So I just need you to get to the point. Got to introduce your New Year's resolution, and we get on with it.
Okay, my New Year's resolution. God, I should have wrote it down. I forgot. Hold on.
Well, there's your New Year's resolution. You have to learn to write stuff down.
I do need to learn how to write stuff down. Oh, I remember. I want to start more fires.
Okay. Always welcome. Always a good to hear about a new arsonist joining our mix.
That's not necessarily arson. You can set things on fire legally.
It's not as fun.
It's not, but you can.
Okay, we're getting past the point. I got two resolutions. I already told you the first one gets to the point quicker. You know, stop wasting time.
Gotcha.
My second resolution is to pay down all of my massive credit card and student loan debt so my parents can finally retire for once in their life so they're not stuck paying it off for me.
Okay, that started off not that sad, but ended like a little sad. Okay, so my other resolution is to not cry too much when my dogs die.
Okay, that's this week's podcast.
I told you it was a bummer. It's gonna be a sad year, gang. Okay, what's up, ding dongs? This is the Rule Against Podcast.
Hey, I'm Iggy, and this is the Rule Against Podcasting. You know, new.
Get to the point.
I'm trying to think of something that rhymes with new.
You're failing this New Year's resolution, Iggy. Get it together, man. Come on.
New, with attitude, we're here, we're revamped, we're making our stuff, making our takes hotter, we're investigating deeper, and we're only bringing you the most important part of the legal discussions we're having. That's right, this is a legal podcast, and legalness and law is boring, and we're making it fun and exciting and cool to talk about, because it's 2021, and now politics, that's cool, that's rad, knowing your rights, also radical.
For the record, I don't think this is a legal podcast. I think this is an opinion podcast that briefly touches on some law.
It's two cis white dudes who just talk about what they want to talk about within a bun that is the law.
Kind of, yeah. But,
and today we got a very, very juicy burger for you to bite into. But I will let Chris fully introduce himself because he is the expert here between the two of us, which is not saying much.
Yeah, especially because I'm not an expert. I'd like to reiterate to the people at home, don't listen to me. I don't know what I'm talking about. But I am Chris McMillan. I am a law student. And I'm over halfway done, baby. Really excited about that. Not so excited about the second half. It's going to be a slog. Not looking forward to it. If my future employer is listening to this, I apologize.
And like I said, for the third time, I'm Iggy. I don't have any qualifications.
That's okay. Neither
do I. I just wanted to do a podcast. I do the editing and the social media. I do the technical stuff. That's it.
I think what we need to do to change up our podcasting game in 2021 is to make video podcasts.
I think those are just called videos.
No, what I mean is like a podcast episode with video is what I meant.
So literally just it's the podcast, but there's also a video of us just talking to each other.
Yeah, and then we upload to
included.
You. Here's what I'm saying. We upload with like the whole like this the edited podcast episode, but like with video, like of our faces, because like
and the YouTube is the raw.
Here's what I'm thinking. I don't think we have the most attractive voices in the game.
No, definitely not.
My friends say otherwise, but I think they're full of crap. I think they're just saying that to be nice. I think I sound like a Muppet, but anyways,
have you watched the Muppets?
I have watched the Muppets.
I don't think you sound like any of the Muppets.
That's fair. I don't like the way my voice sounds. It makes me cringe when I listen to it.
It's pretty good. It's a pretty good voice.
Yeah, but it's not like It's not great. I think we need to do episodes with video, because like our voices aren't that appealing. But if they could see our faces, maybe that's how we get to like, you know, thousands of streams a month.
Well, see the error in your thinking there is that also is that we would have to be attractive for that to work.
This is true.
So this is episode 40.
Yeah.
Which does mean if you're joining us for the first time this year, every 10 episodes we do a special. So you know, episode 10 interview, episode 20 was an interview with each other, episode 30 was an actual video let's play of a legal game that we have not finished. I think episode 40 should be the podcast video, the bonus.
Yeah, it won't be professional, but neither is this podcast.
No, as our audience. That's why the law is so boring. It's always taught in such a like a professional standard, and people wanted something to easy to digest. That's why they like Bill Nye the Science Guy. That's why they like the History Channel.
I was going to say the reason the law is boring because it's a bunch of arbitrary rules, but okay.
It's arbitrary rules, and that the people who explain it just do it in such a... I would rather watch paint dry than sit down in like a legal classroom.
Yeah, I will say that some of my classmates are interesting, but like, I don't know. I've met some lawyers that are like pretty boring. It might just be that law. Here's what I think it is. I don't think it's the people. I don't think it's the people's fault. I think it's the legal profession's fault. It sucks the life out of you.
That, and like it has such a, actually it does have a literal high bar, because I mean, you guys have a fucking bar association, that's how high it is.
Even though the bar association,
you have to cross over, so you have to appear to be professional.
Yeah,
we here at the podcast make it easy to digest.
Also the rampant substance abuse would also kill your personality.
Yes, but we also have it here on the podcast, so we're fine.
Rampant substance abuse?
Yes, of course.
Oh yeah, if you don't think I'm drinking during every one of these episodes.
One of my other New Year's resolutions is to ramp up my rampant substance abuse even more.
Really? Because that's the opposite of what most people would be doing. Usually they'd be turning.
Yeah,
it down.
See, it's also opposite year.
Wait, it's what?
So, you know, people, it's opposite year. I'm going to try to do everything this year the opposite.
Since when is it opposite year?
No, for me.
Oh,
me,
it's okay. Opposite year. It's just something you're doing. Okay, I understand.
Yeah. So I'm trying to ramp up the bad stuff and tone down the good stuff and kind of see if that's like a good reset.
See, honestly, it feels like 2020 would have been the year you would have wanted to do that, because presumably at some point this year, we might be able to go out in public.
Well, yeah, but see, that's why I need to do it this year, because 2020 I would have been indoors. And I feel like 2021, I think a good way to start up with, you know, like this little rebellious opposite phase is I got to do stuff I would never do before. So I feel like I'm going to commit some sedition and treason, but I don't know where to start.
Okay, I'm going to share one more New Year's resolution before we get into the actual topic. And that's to be touched by another human being. Okay, that's my resolution for 2021.
That's a very, I'm just going to say, it's very broad.
It is very broad, and that makes it very achievable.
That's true.
Another human being that is not my parents. Let's go with that.
That's where people fail their New Year's thing, is they either make it far too vague, such as saying, it's like, I want to get in shape, or I want to work out. They don't have, that's not, there's no specific goals. Or they make it too specific. They're like, I want to run an ultra marathon. You can't do that in a year unless you've already been running and doing it.
Like,
goal is, I want to be touched by another person. That could be a fight. That could be a hug. It could be a handshake. That's very achievable.
I could just bump into someone at Kroger.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's a really good resolution, and I will achieve it pretty quickly. But it would also be nice to feel the affection and touch of another human being. Haven't felt that in a while.
Well, let's not try too hard.
True. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
It's only January. There's 11 more months after this.
But we are halfway through January, which makes us a 24th of the way through the year.
That's true. Yeah, but I need you. You're the legal scholar here.
Not really.
That's in quotes, because it's not an actual title for you. And like I said, my New Year's resolution, it's opposite year. I want to, you know, ramp up the bad stuff. How do I commit sedition and treason?
Okay, well, you should probably start with the news, because that would give you a really good example of how to commit both of these.
Yeah, but the news is biased, so I just don't read it instead.
Yeah. Okay, so sedition and treason. Iggy, where do you... Let's start out with the really broad questions that I think you can answer. Is this a state law or a federal law?
Well, federal.
Yes, very good. It's a federal law. Now,
can you commit treason against the state?
That's a good question. I didn't look into it. Because here's the thing. This is all guessing on my part as well. But the assumption you're making in treason against the state is that it would also not be treason against the union at the same time.
That's what I was thinking. I feel like if I had committed treason against Ohio, it would just apply to the entire.
But that's not possible, because what I'm thinking is, because the 14th Amendment basically got rid of that. So this was part of the whole Dred Scott decision, which
can you.
This is a whole tangent, but.
Yeah, but can you go into the 14th Amendment and then Dred Scott?
Yeah, so.
For people who also might get it, because that 14th Amendment has been thrown around a lot, because I actually do read the news. And I feel like people might not be exactly sure what that encompasses, even though it's like one of our biggest amendments.
I'm actually not sure why they're talking about the 14th Amendment with Trump. I haven't looked into that, but. What it says is all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the U.S. and of the state wherein they reside. That's the important part. That explicitly overturned Dred Scott. Because in Dred Scott, they said you could be a citizen of a state, but not a citizen of the Union. And that's how they basically came to this decision that, no, this black man, even though he was a freed slave and a citizen of one state, was not actually a citizen of the Union, and therefore he could be, I think he was, what, brought back to the South? I don't remember. Con law was a long time ago. But that's the basic gist of what I'm saying is, I don't think you could commit treason against just the state, because you aren't just the citizen of the state, you're a citizen of the Union as well. They're one and the same, essentially, for legal purposes.
Oh, gee, I'm reading this. The opinion written by the Chief Justice at the time.
Oh, it's messed up.
The court ruled that black people, quote, are not included and were not intended to be included under the word citizens in the Constitution. Yep. And can therefore claim none of the rights and privileges which that instrument provides for and secures the citizens of the United States.
Yeah, basically their argument was you could be a citizen of the state, but not a citizen of the Union. 14th Amendment got rid of that. So that's why I don't think you could commit treason against just the state. It would be treason against the Union, a federal crime. So, like, if you did what some of these people are planning on doing, like going to your state capital and inciting a riot or doing whatever, that is still a federal crime. That's treason. But we'll talk about it. This is not a 14th Amendment podcast. This is a treason and sedition podcast. So, interestingly enough, treason shows up in the Constitution. That's partially why it's a federal law, because it's an enumerated power in the Constitution. We're looking at Article 3, Section 3. Treason against the United States shall consist only in levying war against them or in adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort. No person shall be convicted of treason unless on the testimony of two witnesses to the same overt act or on confession in open court. The Congress shall have the power to declare the punishment of treason, but no attainder of treason shall work corruption of blood or forfeiture except during the life of person attained. So none of that matters except basically Congress has the power to make laws about treason. So that's going back to our 10th Amendment discussion. The federal government gets all the rights enumerated in the Constitution. State governments get everything that's left over. Make sense?
Yeah, so I guess the argument would be that the people who were in the state capital wouldn't necessarily be committing treason because it wasn't for any specific enemy of the United States.
Well, it doesn't have to. That's just the language in the Constitution, which is not the crime.
Okay.
Basically, just think of that language in the Constitution as giving Congress the power to make laws about it.
Okay, got it.
So we are looking at federal crimes. This is Title 18, so federal crimes, Chapter 115, Treason, Sedition, and Subversive Activities. There's three different crimes that are important under this section. You have advocating overthrow of the government, Section 2385. 2381, treason. Oh, sorry, we have rebellion or insurrection, so there's four. 2383, rebellion or insurrection, and 2384, seditious conspiracy. And they're all a little different. So, but we'll talk today about the big difference between treason and sedition, because they are two different things. And those two words are getting thrown around quite a bit right now.
They're not synonyms.
They're slightly different. They describe similar things, though, but there's subtle differences that are important. Treason, according to Wikipedia, this is just the generally accepted definition, is the crime of attacking a state authority to which one owes allegiance, basically. So it's an act against state authority that you belong to. So, for instance, invading the Capitol, is treason. Trying to overturn a fair election is treason. Now, sedition is overt conduct, such as speech and organization, that tends towards rebellion against the established order. Do you see the difference there?
Treason seems like a whole nother level past sedition.
Treason is the follow through from sedition. So it makes a little more sense in the context and the way they describe it in the federal crime. And they call it, there's a reason they call it seditious conspiracy. So the language of that statute reads, if two or more persons in any state or territory or in any place subject to the jurisdiction of the U.S. conspire to overthrow, put down, or to destroy by force the government of the United States or to levy war against them or to oppose by force the authority thereof or by force to prevent, hinder, or delay the execution of any law of the U.S. or by force to seize, take, or possess any property of the U.S. contrary to the authority thereof, blah, 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 sentencing stuff. The key word in all of that is conspire.
So like preemptive planning, essentially, would be another way to word that.
So that's what, so
conspire.
Yeah. Conspiracy is a criminal law concept that came up through the common law. And it's basically the steps you take to plan to commit a crime. Does that make sense?
The difference between first degree murder and second degree murder.
Well, that's premeditation, I think.
Yeah.
Well, different.
I'm more thinking of like the planning of it as opposed to just happening in the moment of.
Yes. So if you were like an opportunistic rioter, that would just be treason. Like if you saw what was going on at the Capitol as you
and
were
you're
walking
just like, this
by,
seems like a fun time.
Yeah, that would not be seditious conspiracy because you didn't conspire to do it. But the planning of, and this is important, the planning of doing that. So obviously these people that rioted at the Capitol.
Or the people who kidnapped the Michigan governor. Attempted to. Kidnap the Michigan governor. That would be
exactly because they plan to do it. It's seditious conspiracy. They bought weapons.
Guy Fawkes would be seditious.
Yeah, exactly. He had planned to do it. And to be fair, it would be treason because he did attempt. It just didn't work.
He did attempt to blow up the House of Parliament. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's basically what it means. Now, merely talking about it is different. And that's where we get into a bit of First Amendment issue. A whole different conversation.
Like saying like this government be taken down a peg is kind of just talking, but
that's just puffery.
Doing more deliberate stuff like see you on the 6th.
Yeah.
Is more tangible.
Because we do have a crime, 2385, advocating overthrow of the government. Whoever knowingly or willfully advocates, abets, advises, or teaches the duty, necessity, desirability, or propriety of overthrowing or destroying the government of the U.S. or the government of any state, territory, blah, blah, blah. By force or violence, or by the assassination of any officer of any such government. So there's kind of a fine line between what you can say about overthrowing the government and what you can't say. There is some speech about overthrowing the government that is protected by the First Amendment, as far as I'm aware. But if you do some of this stuff, that could lead to concrete plans, essentially. Like, there's a fine line. Like, you are talking about...
Nonviolent versus violence would probably be...
Well, no, more just, like, planning... You know, like if I just said we should overthrow the government, probably not. But if I was like, we should overthrow the government by doing X, Y, and Z, and this is how you do it, and here's the people who should be doing it, then we get into advocating overthrow of the government. That is my understanding of it. But yeah, so that's that issue. So we understand what seditious conspiracy is. Let's go ahead and read the treason statute. So,
ooh, my favorite.
Whoever owing allegiance to the U.S. levies war against them or adheres to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort within the U.S. or elsewhere, this is basically same language from the Constitution, is guilty of treason, shall suffer death, or shall be imprisoned not less than 5 years and fined under this title, but not less than $10,000, and shall be incapable of holding any office under the United States. So, levies war, that could be applied pretty broadly, which is why, like, war isn't necessarily, like... us going to like a Middle Eastern country and invading them. Although most Americans would think that
is war.
That is war, yeah. It doesn't have to be that, is what I'm saying. It could be what they did, because they were armed, the rioters.
Yeah.
They broke into a building against the police. They killed a policeman. Pretty arguable that is treason. Definitely seditious conspiracy. I think that's pretty much that. And they've already brought these charges against at least a couple of them, as far as I'm aware.
Yeah.
Now, an easier one to get them under is going to be rebellion or insurrection. So whoever incites, sets on foot, assists, or engages in any rebellion or insurrection against the authority of the United States or the laws thereof, or gives aid or comfort thereto, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 10 years or both, blah, 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 sentencing.
How are they defining like the difference between there for like rebellion and insurrection, because Trump was impeached on incitement of insurrection specifically.
That is a good question. Okay, so legally, I don't think there's any real distinction between rebellion and insurrection, but dictionary definition-wise, rebellion is uncountable armed resistance to an established government or ruler. Insurrection is an organized opposition to an authority, a mutiny, a rebellion. They're kind of the same thing. There are slight differences. Legally, they're the same thing, is my guess. But yeah, so in... I guess it would be best described as an insurrection, because when I think of rebellion, I think of like there's a despotic regime and they're rebelling against it. I guess it depends on your point of view.
What if your rebellion for the despotic regime?
I don't think that's
because your regime is going down.
Well, it has to be against the authority of the United States, or presumably of whatever regime you're under. So. I don't think that would qualify. But this would be an easy one to get them on because it's pretty clear. They engaged in an insurrection. So they were trying to overturn a fair election. So a law of the United States. They were trying to overturn the authority of the federal government, essentially. That would be kind of the easiest claim, I think. But I think all of them potentially apply, and we'll see what happens. It'll be an interesting couple weeks.
I mean, I think, well, no. I think if we record next week after the inauguration, it will definitely be interesting to see what the news is on the 21st.
It really will be. I'm a little scared.
About our previous president. Did you read about the toilet scandal today?
The toilet scandal?
It's basically just Ivanka and Jared force Secret Service members to not use any of the 7 bathrooms in their DC apartment and made them go like a mile down the road to use the restroom because they didn't want to share it with the peasants. And the scandal is that they've been using $100,000 of taxpayer money to pay for a second studio apartment with the bathroom for the Secret Service agents to use instead.
That's actually ridiculous. I just really do not like them. They're very bad people. I'm really glad they're gonna be gone, and I hope they get drained of all of their wealth.
That would be nice.
Like, that's just insane. Like, how can you be so out of touch? I guess I don't come from the 1%, so I just wouldn't understand. But wait, have they been doing this for the entire presidency?
The entire presidency, yes.
God.
Well, they first had them use a porta potty outside, and people were complaining about that. So then they were using a restroom in one of Obama's garages, but then they got kicked by that from the Obama Secret Service branch.
Understandably,
after making a mess, and so then they rented the studio apartment that's like a mile down the road for them to use instead.
I just can't wait for their asses to get investigated. And for the civil and criminal suits to start flying, man.
Well, if they don't, I have no idea how this is going to. There are so many different ways this can play out. You could, like, any bet you would make would be like a 1 in a billion odds.
Honestly, I don't think there's any way to accurately predict what is going to happen. Like something so like just off the wall can happen. I don't know.
The next 7 days will be very interesting.
It is. I don't know how I'm going to focus on law school with this. It was hard enough last week.
Yeah, your law school should just be like, hey, you guys, just take the next week off. We know what's going on. Just take the next week off.
Speaking of the end of the American civilization as we know it, I'm just really ready for like a Mad Max style situation.
Yeah, you've talked about the water wars many times.
I have talked about the water wars. I think America as a country will end before the water wars start, personally. But in case they don't,
it will be like a Roman Empire collapse. But if you condensed it to like a tenth of that time period,
right? Well, I mean, the Roman Empire declined over like a century or two, didn't they?
I'm saying if you just scale that back to like a measly 10% or less, that would be the U.S. government.
Yeah,
or it was actually U.S. as a country.
I was reading up on it recently, because like the tail end of the Roman Empire was the beginning of feudalism, And to be honest, if you were a peasant at that time, you really didn't notice a difference. It kind of just sucked for you, which I think is what it's going to be like now. Like, you're going to...
I think we're better than the feudalism peasants.
I think we are... I mean, obviously, we're better than the feudalism peasants. But in some ways, I think it'll be the same. And here's what I mean by that. I think things won't change for us very much. Actually, that's not true. I don't know why I'm saying that. Things are going to... What I want to happen is a Mad Max style situation. I want a wasteland. I want a janky ass car and a shotgun. And I just want to go wild.
You could just move to Reno.
I could. That's true. Reno is...
You could literally move to Nevada and you're golden.
Yeah, Nevada is the closest I will ever get to Mad Max until the actual end of civilization.
Yeah. So. I've been playing a lot of like Fallout recently, so I'm already prepared. I'm already ready to eat all like the preserved cans of food and like bug meat and, you know, just do what it takes to survive.
Okay, here's a good question, Iggy. So,
yes.
Let's assume that the cataclysmic event that causes the end of civilization is actually a cataclysmic event. It's not just like a slow decline over time.
Okay.
Unrealistic, but let's just assume. One day you wake up, civilization as we know it's done. What's your plan?
Now, it depends. Are we talking like nuclear bomb,
good
asteroid,
good
aliens, zombies, sudden death syndrome?
Here's what I think.
Yellowstone eruption.
It's going to be the largest solar flare in the history
okay,
of the Earth.
Okay, so and it's gonna all the wipe electronics out, yeah. just... shit the bed.
Exactly.
See, it's going to be, here's the thing. It's going to be a risky gamble, but things are going to be the shittiest during the first few days.
Absolutely. I would say during the first month.
So, yeah, so I think the first few days, you know, kind of lay low, figure out, like, take stock of what I do have.
It's like
Sorry,
it's like a battle royale game. You never want to get involved in conflict from the very beginning. You want to wait, no. Let people pick each other off first, and then
okay,
in.
I got it.
Yeah,
I'll just crawl everywhere for the entirety of it.
Okay,
and then I'll be good because no one will respond because I'm crawling.
It's a good
or they're like, see, if you see someone out in public that's just crawling, and it's like, I'm not old and I'm not a child. In any situation, even if it's the end of the world, you're going to stay the fuck away from them.
But what
if you do spot them?
But what if you try to put? What if they try to put you out of your misery? Because they think
no, because they're going to be afraid of what exactly I'm doing.
Okay, fair.
What and if they do approach me because they're feeling merciful yeah. or pitiful, that's my time to strike.
Okay,
and I just jump on them and I tear out the jugular and then boom! Now I got their clothes, their gear. Maybe they got like a ghillie suit I can put on it. They had like an airdrop crate.
Yeah.
Or maybe they have like a golden shotgun or something they got that I can use. And then I can just, use all their wood to build a really high tower.
Okay.
And I can do a Fortnite dance on top of it.
On top of their corpse.
Well, I was going to say on top of the tower I built, but also on top
okay.
of the corpse.
I see what
yeah.
you're saying now. Okay.
But definitely wait it out and get like a, and then like, wait for the rabble to die down at least a bit, as long as I can wait without getting desperate, and then head out.
Interesting. Okay.
Because I assume, cars should still work because they're yeah. not electric. I mean, my radio and stuff won't work, but I assume the internal battery should probably still be fine.
Yeah, I think it's just going to mess with like digital electronics. So
yeah, so like I won't be able to use my phone. I won't be able to use my radio. I mean, I assume I might be smart to, go to like the town hall or something and see what people are saying.
Nah.
I don't have the skills to just start like a murderous like gang that robs and kills people.
Okay, interesting.
I have the charisma. I don't have the physical skill.
Here's my plan. I'm like a chameleon. I think I could obtain the charisma necessary. My plan is to go just buck wild at the beginning. Just go nuts. It's a high stakes gamble. I will give you that. So if I go wild at the beginning, I run a greater risk of dying early, right? But
yeah, but
the
if you get a good reward
is that if I kill enough people, I'll gain respect and followers, and I start a cult. Mm. I've talked about starting a cult before. I want to be like a wasteland leader, like a chieftain, war chieftain.
And then I can start rebellious, you know, sedition against your cult within.
Yes. Yes. And then we've come full circle.
Yeah. What would you call your cult?
Good question.
That has to be a cool name.
I'm trying to think of a cool name.
And would there be like a certain aesthetic they have to fit?
Yeah, obviously.
Okay.
I'm trying to think.
Should be something combining your love of cycling and your love of fashion.
Yeah.
Cirque du Soleil.
The Bike Butchers is a bit too on the nose, but that's what I'm going with for now.
I like Bike Butchers.
Okay. Yeah, it's what I'm going with for now.
You could just go Tunnel Snakes, but I do like Bike Butchers.
That's not really descriptive of what we do, though.
No, but Tunnel Snakes is just cool.
I agree, it is cool. And maybe if we wanted to trick people into looking for tunnels when we're really coming above ground, but...
Or, I mean, you could live in the sewers.
We could live in the sewers.
You would have water, you just have to filtrate it.
We'd have to do a little more than filtrate it, but yeah.
You just have to filtrate it, and you'd be relatively safe from the weather. People aren't going to come down in the sewers to look.
Well, what if it rains a lot and it floods?
You have to move into like a maintenance area of the sewers.
Okay, that seems a bit complicated, but...
I mean, you want to be close to like a source of power that isn't electric. So, I mean, like a dam would work too.
Yeah. Okay, here's a potentially hot take. Okay. Our aesthetic is nude. Nudity.
Political take! It's not really a hot take, but I want to...
I think it kind of is. It's not the take that most people would go towards in terms of a post
it would post-society. There would be an element of surprise to it.
There's an element of fear too. You see a bunch of naked people running at you, especially if they're like wasteland ripped, you know, because that would be the other part of it. Everyone would have to have like a six pack and like gigantic arms and legs.
Yeah, if I saw like a naked Arnold Schwarzenegger type on a bike coming at me, I would just lay down in the fetal position and die.
I'd piss my pants.
I would if you're naked you wouldn't, but I guess you're attacking probably wouldn't be. But no, yeah. I would lay down in fetal position and just accept my fate because I know like I'm not going to outrun them. I have to let them do what they want to do. There's no way out of it.
You have to assume they're on some sort of drug to be doing that. And if we are,
because they also were all on the same, you know, New Year's resolution as me, where they're up taking, you know, their drugs.
Right. So what I'm thinking is that this would be so terrifying to see a bunch of naked people running at you with murderous intent that we could easily overrun whatever small colonies of people are left.
Yeah, and you could essentially have like a whole bike nation.
Yeah, now the only problem with my plan is that there are a lot of steps to get to that point. There's a lot of points of failure.
In any plan.
True, but I think there's a lot of critical points of failure, and that's the problem. But it's a high-stakes game.
I mean, you don't have to be able to find enough bikes. That's one of the big ones.
Oh, I don't even think we should necessarily be riding bikes. I think what would be more terrifying is rollerblading.
Okay, well, finding rollerblades will also be hard because then you have to go to a roller rink and hope they have enough roller, you know.
Who'd be dumb enough to take rollerblades in the middle of like a post-apocalyptic scenario?
What if there's like a roller derby gang against you?
That's what I'm... Oh, okay. Because I'm saying we would be the roller derby gang.
Oh, okay.
We'd just be naked.
Okay.
So I guess part one of the plan is to take control of the roller rink.
Well, it shouldn't be too hard because it's just filled with, you know, like middle schoolers.
Well,
assuming if like 2009 and 2010 hold up roller rink style as it is in my mind when we used to go roller skating, then that's all it is a bunch of middle schoolers.
I did go ice skating a couple weeks ago and that's still kind of popular, so I'd assume it is.
Well, ice skating is roller derby, I don't think, is as big as ice skating because it's not a seasonal thing.
Wait, you don't think roller derby is as big as ice skating?
No.
Why?
From my experiences of going to the roller rink, it's just a bunch of middle schoolers. I'm just going to say it's going to be easier for you to take over because you're not going to have any competition.
I don't know if it would necessarily be a bunch of middle schoolers. Well, the problem is you're not necessarily going to find people that would normally be there. It's going to be like scavengers, you know?
Well, except it's not because it's going to be a roller rink and there's not going to be anything to scavenge besides roller derbies.
Rollerblades, but yeah.
Roller derbies, roller blades, roller skates, whatever you want to call them.
I think it's a good plan.
Are you going to go for like the straight line skates or the
inlines?
Two yeah. and two.
You got to go inlines. They're faster.
But I want it to be fast, like those, or do you want style?
Oh, fast. Because, you know, have you seen those like speed skaters in the Olympics? I want to be like that. So like if we're not wearing clothes, we're wearing like skin tight suits.
Okay. So unitards and nudity.
Yeah. Like we're going to be going fast. So it's very bike adjacent.
So why don't you just call your like gang like the Sonics?
What about?
And that way you can get James Marsden and Ben Schwartz join your group too.
God, I forgot James Marsden exists.
Yeah, he's also like in his late 40s and he looks like his early 30s.
He's like a bit of a budget Rob Lowe, but like, yeah, he has not aged.
No one would pick James Marsden over Rob Lowe.
Rob Lowe's also a better actor.
He is.
Personal opinion.
He also is like really rich though, which does mean we would have to eat him.
We would have to eat Rob Lowe, but that goes for every celebrity.
Unless they we'll make an exception for Ben Schwartz.
If they relinquish their wealth, I would consider not eating them.
They relinquish their wealth and they join your.
Well, wait. Would it even matter gang? at the end of society if they relinquish their wealth or not? Because they caused it.
I don't know if Rob Lowe specifically caused it.
He was part of the problem and not part of the solution.
Or I guess he was part of the part of the solution.
He wasn't part of the solution, so he was part of the problem, is what I'm trying to say.
So what is the solution?
Well, whatever it is, it's taking care of Jeff Bezos in some way, shape, or form.
Wait, did you know they're doing a Boss Baby 2?
I'm not surprised, but I'm a little disappointed.
I was looking at James Marsden's filmography.
That movie became such a weird meme.
Well, like, they turned it into a show.
Right, but there's like such a weird like meta culture around it that like I don't know how they're like I just don't get how they're going to make a second movie. Like they have to be aware of it, don't they?
Hold on.
I'm holding.
I want to let you know about the premise for Boss Baby 2.
I really don't want to know, but go on.
Tim and his boss baby little bro, Ted.
Who's Tim?
Tim was Alec Baldwin's boss baby older brother in the first movie.
Wait, so was this movie like...
Hold on. So okay. The two brothers from the first movie,
yeah.
Which is Boss Baby and his older brother,
yeah,
are now adults in Boss Baby 2.
Terrifying.
The older brother is married. Boss Baby is a hedge fund CEO.
God.
But a new Boss Baby.
Oh, dear Lord.
With a cutting edge approach and a can-do attitude is about to bring them together again and inspire a new family business.
I hate it. I hate it so much.
And the older brother, Tim, has two children, including an infant named Tina. Tina is a top secret agent for Baby Corp.
This is ridiculous.
So there's two Boss Babies in the sequel.
I hate it. It shouldn't exist.
Comes out September.
Comes out September in quotation marks.
They have Jimmy Kimmel, Lisa Kudrow, and Jeff Goldblum joining the cast.
Oh, Jeff, why'd you have to go and do that? I love Jeff Goldblum. He's my favorite.
So that's just the reason I bring up Boss Baby 2 is because I think this is officially the sign that 2021 will be the year
that civilization ends.
Yes,
I agree.
This movie will come out and civilization will fall no more than 24 hours after it releases.
Yeah. So remember how we did predictions for the rest of the pandemic? I think we should do predictions to end this episode for 2021.
I would agree with you, but honestly, whatever we guess will completely miss the mark.
We will, and it'll be absurd in like almost a crazier way.
Okay, so we'll do that. We'll do that in the stead of Crime Time Primetime, which I will bring back full force next week.
Okay.
Because I got some good ones, including a treasure hunt.
Okay.
Okay, so it's January. Okay, we have that right now. I guess it would have been an insurrection at the Capitol building would be, if you guessed that for January 2021, you get that on your bingo sheet.
I feel like that one probably would have been pretty easy to guess, though. Let's be honest.
February, I'm guessing that Valentine's Day gets officially canceled. Like, as a holiday. It's just no longer allowed to exist.
See, I'm for it because I hate Valentine's Day, so...
I mean, it's a corporate holiday.
I know.
It's going to get canceled for different reasons by different people, but I think it's just going to not exist anymore.
I'm in complete agreement. I hope that happens.
March, I think, is when we will officially see the first court dates for at least one of the Trump family members.
I was going to say either March or April is when we're going to see some like weird side effect of a COVID infection start up. Like we're going to see something strange with like long-term recovery.
COVID turns you into zombies.
Hopefully.
A year after being infected.
Honestly, I wouldn't mind being a zombie at this point.
April. Google officially adds a dark web feature and people realize how boring it actually is.
Yeah, the dark web's really just for buying drugs and people.
I mean, it's also 99% of it is just stuff that's like unlisted. It's
that too, yeah.
Just boring shit. It doesn't have a listing in a search engine. But I think April will be kind of like an easy thing. It's like, oh, cool, we have Arbor Day. Nah.
Ooh, but then that's where May, the creation of the darker web.
the darker web followed quickly by the darkest web, which is where we realize it's just the same as the regular internet.
Yeah, we were the monsters all along.
Oh, he certainly knows everyone starts to have paper goatees on their face.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. June is when the CIA officially, or I think all the government agencies officially unveil anything they have on UFOs.
We had some
of that this past week with, I think, the CIA. But June's when they officially, it was included in like the budget bill they passed. But that's going to be all the stuff is released. And we're going to find out some cool alien shit, but most of it's going to be colored in black highlighter.
I think July/August time is going to be the time where we're trying to convince, like when the vaccine will hopefully be more readily available, and it's going to be convincing people to actually take it.
Yes. And then August will be COVID-2 electric boogaloo, where it comes back with a vengeance.
It's COVID's bigger brother.
I guess it would be COVID
21.
It just skips COVID 20.
It's based on the year, because COVID started in 2019.
Was late 2019.
Yeah.
This one's going to be COVID 2. They're going to renumber the years. Well, September is Boss Baby 2. There's nothing else important is going to happen that month, because this will take up the entire tee of September.
Agreed.
It comes out on the 17th. So the 16 days leading up to that will just be people hyping up Boss Baby 2. And then the fallout will be the 2 weeks after Boss Baby 2 comes out.
Right. Now in October, I think we're gonna clone a dinosaur. We're gonna bring one back to life.
Oh, see, I was gonna say, I think to cheer up from this last year, they're just gonna make Halloween every single day of October.
That'd be kind of nice, but we might not be out of the pandemic at that point.
We'd run out of candy very quickly.
That's true. I think dinosaurs is more likely.
I think dinosaurs and Halloween.
A dinosaur and like Halloween.
When you like open the door, it's like, oh, is it a dinosaur that's going to eat me, or is the child dressed as a dinosaur? I guess I have to find out.
Yeah, trick or treat gets reversed.
November, I turn 26, which is like even number, gross. Don't like that. So I don't know what else important would happen in November besides my birthday. Here, I'll guess. I guess my guess is that Starfield officially comes out in November 2021.
Okay. My November prediction is that I actually don't even know. Let's just move on from November.
December. Santa officially comes out and admits that he's actually Jewish.
Ooh, good one. I was going to say December, we might actually start seeing an endpoint to the pandemic.
We'll see how Americans react.
Yeah, it's not going well.
That was, our episode on sedition and treason and
the end of society as we know it.
Our prediction for 2021 / the end of society as we know it would be encompassing everything else. I hope you learned something, probably about sedition and treason, maybe a little bit about our fantasies when it comes to the apocalypse. Most likely we would probably just die very quickly within it if it actually happens most people.
I hope that the only thing you learned is where to find me when the apocalypse starts. If you're interested in joining our rollerblading gang, you know where to find me.
I'll be hiding in my apartment, or I'll be traveling through the sewers at night. If you want to talk to us, ask a question, leave hate mail, leave fan mail, leave love letters, or send, you know, your toenails. You do not have our physical addresses, so you can't do that. But you can message us at theruleagainstpodcasting@gmail.com, theruleagainst on Twitter, or theruleagainstpodcasting on Instagram or Facebook. That's our episode.